You're listening to the podcast no one asked for. Eric and Brandon talk about random things with your hosts, Eric, Brandon, and Z.
2020, am I right? What a freaking year so far. Now, this episode is going to be more serious. I know our episodes have a more lighter tone, but I'm by myself during this episode. I just wanted to talk about some more serious things and what's going on in the world, and it felt right to do it by myself for some reason. It felt like this was the right thing to do, like in my heart. Like Brandon or Z, I didn't talk to them about this episode. It's just really random. I was like walking around my house and I was like, hey, there's a lot of things going on in the world. It's just, this year has been so crazy. Obviously, this pandemic, some personal stuff. My grandma passed away this year, and I had to move. There's just been a lot of stuff that's been happening. Well, number one, adulting is hard. Being an adult, having to buy your own food, buying your own groceries, it's really, really expensive. Like, yesterday when I went to go buy food, at Chick-fil-A, that's where I work at, by the way, come visit me. But I found myself at Chick-fil-A buying food, and my card said I only had $7 on it, and I was like, that's not even possible, because, like, what are you talking about? I have money on my card. And then I went to go look, and, well, all my money's gone for buying important stuff that I actually need. You don't realize how much money your parents spend on you until you have to spend it yourself. So if you're not an adult yet, or if you're not considered an adult yet, I feel like you should enjoy it while you still can. On to the next topic, racism. Racism is a real thing. Yes, it still exists. White privilege exists. Yes, I know. I will let that sink in. White privilege is a real thing. I found myself scared to even leave my house now. And I genuinely find myself scared to go drive somewhere, or just drive to work, or go for a walk, or anything. I'm genuinely scared. I've never been scared to leave my own house before. But now I'm scared because what if I get pulled over? What if I'm driving 1 mile per hour over the speed limit and a cop just thinks like, whoa, like you're not going to do that on my watch, and they pull me over and then something happens to me. I don't want to die at the age of 17. I want to get married. I want to have children. I want to have a nice job. I want a decent car, a decent house. But now I'm scared I won't even make it past 18. This is so crazy. The world has literally flipped upside down. And like Will Smith said, racism isn't getting worse. It's just getting recorded. It's always been there. It's always been hiding in the shadows. It's always been there. And one thing I've seen arise out of, you know, this kind of situation now is cancel culture, which obviously we can't cancel somebody. When somebody has enough popularity, that's it, period. They have that popularity forever, whether you like it or not. But I feel like we're quick to cancel people for no reason, just because we hop on a train, on a hate train, to cancel somebody so quick because society says so. You are following the rules of society. Now let's think about that. Now let's take a little step back from that. Society is everyone. I just hit something in my room, but society is everyone as a whole, like the population of Earth. That is society. Society says something is right or something is wrong, and then we follow society. That comes from the word normal. Now, normal, if you think about what normal means, it's something that everybody can get along with. But when someone's gay, when someone's speaking their truth, when someone's black, when someone's doing anything that society doesn't see fit, it's not normal anymore. And we're too quick to follow society into saying things, oh, well, that's not normal. Well, society said slavery was normal. Society said slavery was right. But we're not behind that because we're only following a group of people, the people that are in control. I'm not going to say what type of people are in control. I'm pretty sure you can see what I'm getting at. But these people have so much control over our lives is that we only go with them when we agree with them. When we agree with these people, we go with them. But as soon as someone says something different that we don't like, we try to cancel them. And that's our problem. You need to, now I'm not defending these people that do actually need to be canceled, but some people you just need to, like Lecrae. Lecrae said, if you know who Lecrae is, this pastor had was talking to Lecrae in an interview, and the pastor was talking about slavery and white privilege, and then he said something. I don't want to misquote him, but he said something along the lines of saying, "I don't. We need to come up with a better word for it. I'll call it a white blessing instead, right?" And people were so quick to cancel Lecrae because of Lecrae agreeing with what the pastor was saying, and of course canceling the pastor because he calls slavery white, a white blessing. But if you go back and watch that video, if you go back and actually watch the video, and you listen to the pastor's words, he said the word white privilege gets white people like upset. We need to come up a be for a better name for white privilege, not slavery, for white privilege. And he said a better name for it for himself is white blessing. Now, if you think about it, this is I'm not now if he if he was implying that slavery, he was calling a slavery a white blessing, then yes, that's totally wrong. I can get behind that. But what he was saying is that white privilege is a white blessing. That's a it is. Like if you that's our problem today is because we don't have white privilege. As black culture, we don't have white privilege, and that's the problem. So yes, white privilege is a white blessing. From generation to generation, white privilege has been passed down, but it hasn't been passed down to us. That's what the pastor was saying. So what I'm trying to say is, make sure you listen. And don't just go out and riot and you. Speaking of that, let's clear something up. The rioters are rioting, and the protesters are protesting. Let's not get them confused. Just because this is the problem now is that everybody is grouping us together. Because we have the same color skin, we're all doing the same thing. You see a group of black people rioting, tearing down stores, and you see a group of black people protesting. The media is going to follow the rioters because that gets views, that gets clicks. If we're the one who's clicking it, that's where their attention, because it's just to get a reaction out of us, to get us mad. And we're letting them get us mad. This episode is completely random. I don't know what I'm going to title it. I don't know where I was going with this. It's just I have a lot of these little rants to myself. This is what, just to give you an idea, this was what my show was supposed to be originally. The podcast was supposed to be about, me talking. It's just gonna be me. It was the original name was Eric Talks About Random Things. It wasn't Eric and Brandon. It was me. And then I realized I can't talk for 30 minutes to an hour by myself. And that's a lie. I can talk a lot. Ask anyone, I talk a lot. But this is what it was supposed to be. And I felt like going back to the roots of what the show was supposed to be about would be the best thing to do. We haven't posted that much. It was me personally, because like I said, there's a lot of things that have been going on. I don't feel like it's the right time to be funny right now. And don't get me wrong. Don't be afraid to post you going to a party. Don't be afraid of posting your food on Instagram or whatever you're posting, Don't be afraid to do that. It's yes, it's important. Black lives still matter, and black lives will always matter, whether you like it or not. But just because there's been a little pause in the protesting, and there's protesting is still going on, it's still a thing. They haven't stopped. We're still protesting. But don't let social media fool you. That's another thing. Social media. Is it goes back to society because you're following the standards of society. And it's kind of crazy how social media has this whole kind of power over us. And sometimes it's bad power and sometimes it's good power. We would have never known about all these deaths if it wasn't for social media. So yes, social media needs to be used as a platform for good, not for hate. Another example of how society is controlling us, money. Money. If you have a dollar bill, pull it out. I don't think I, like I said, I'm broke. No, I don't have a dollar. I don't have cash. So if you have cash on you right now, if you pull out a dollar and just look at it, that dollar, how much power does that dollar have over you? I want you to think to yourself how many things you could buy with a dollar. Either it's a lot or it's not that much. But if you only had $1, what would you buy it with? Just buy it with. What would you buy with it? If you only had $1, what would you buy with it? Now, I want you to take that dollar and rip it up. My question is, did you actually rip it up or did you say no? You're not doing that. What you have in your hand is a piece of paper. We use that same material to write on in school, write down notes. We make paper balls out of it. We make paper airplanes out of it. We throw it away all the time. But just because somebody higher up said, "Hey, this specific piece of paper right here has value." That gave it value. That in your head, that piece of paper in front of you has value. Now let's do it like this, okay? The same person that made that piece of paper valuable said, "Oh, hey, look at that race over there. They're different. I don't like that. They don't have any value." The same person that gave a piece of paper value. It's the same person that took away value from a human being. They gave more value to a piece of paper than a human being, someone that lives and breathes and eats. But, like I said, you didn't want to rip up the dollar. Which only goes to show how much power would you let them have over you? If you're white and You know you have privilege. Use it for good. Use it to stand up against the normal. Use it to stand up against the man that said money has more value than a life. Imagine someone took your value away just because they had enough power and money to do so. They looked at you and said, you no longer have any value. And then, of course, this is the same person that made money valuable, so we obviously have to listen to them. So now we're going to look at you some type of way. Because he said you don't have any power. He said you don't have any value. He says, this piece of paper that I have in my hand has more value than you. My question is, if you pulled out your dollar, if you had a dollar on you and you actually pulled it out, did you rip it up? Or is it still whole in your hand? If it's still whole in your hand, you know how much power they have over you. I'm just saying. I don't know what to say, but I have a platform. Now, I know that millions of people don't listen to me, but some people listen to me. And I know one person will share this message. Just one. Oh, that's all it takes, is one person to share this message. And then people will start to listen. I don't know. Or maybe they won't. But as long as you take this message to the heart and do something with it, whether you change the world or just change yourself, I know that I did something if you got something out of this. Now, this was a very short episode. It's not even, I'm looking at the timer right now. It says 17:06, and I'm surprised I've talked for that long, 17 minutes. It probably sounded like nonsense to you. I know to me, it's just a handful of nonsense that was on my brain at the time. And I just decided to, get rid of it. But yes, just know that sometimes it's going to be hard. Whether you are a black person, a white person, Asian, whatever race you are, we shouldn't have to go through this alone. This is probably one of the worst years to ever happen. I lost my grandma, and not only did I lose my grandma, I lost the courage to leave my house. Every time I open the front door and step outside, I could get shot, I could get stabbed, I could get ran over, beaten up. But I go outside anyway. Why? Maybe it's because I'm hungry. Maybe it's because I want to see a friend. Maybe it's because I want the world to see me. Because you can't be a coward in the face of danger and racism and inequality. Because once you're quiet, then people will stop listening, period. If you start to talk and people don't listen, start talking louder, start yelling, start screaming at the top of your lungs if you have to, until people listen. And if they don't listen, go to someone else. And if they don't listen, go to someone else. And if they don't listen, change your message. And at that point, if no one listens, at least you know you tried. So this is the end of this episode. Hopefully it made a little bit of sense. I Thank you so much for still tuning in. I know some of you guys still enjoy this. Hopefully we can start rolling out more of our episodes soon. I don't know. I'm working with ideas. I want to please don't laugh, but I'm being dead serious. I want to designate a white person to be on the show that we just call up like a dozen our ne a designated white person, and when whatever we need something, we're just like, well, I want this from their perspective, and just call up our designated white person. I don't know if that's racist or not, or even if you don't even think that's funny, like period, then it's okay. Let me know. I take criticism very well. To me, I feel like in my head, I know some people think I'm funny, but in my head, I think to myself like no one thinks I'm funny, and I'm the only person that thinks I'm funny. So my goal is to make myself laugh, and if I make myself laugh and I just happen to make you guys laugh along the way, then that's cool too, you know? So yes, if you want to be our designated white person, we have an Instagram. You can, I don't, I'm pulling up the Instagram right now. I'm pretty sure it's talk about random things, like all together. It's just literally talk about random things. At least I hope that's it, because that would be really embarrassing if you want to look that up and it's not there. Yep, it's talk about random things. It's the longest Instagram name ever. And then mine, it's yep, it's Eric with underscores on like after yep, and it's, and yep has two p's in it. I tried to block the guy that had like one p, like stole the yep with one p in it, and I reported him to Instagram for fraud, but it didn't work, so I had to stick with the two p's. So go follow me, go follow Z. I can't remember any of their Instagram. Oh wait, it just popped up. Z's Instagram is Z Givenchy. That's ZeeGivenchy. Apparently I don't know how to read it. It's ZeeGivenchy. Z Givenchy. She says if you don't know how to spell it, then you're broke. And I don't know what to tell you about that, because you probably are broke. And Brandon's Instagram is Lord knows what, because I just it's BRXNDONN.4KT. Go follow Brandon. Go follow me. Go follow Z and our Instagram. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm sorry it was so short, and I'm sorry that it was so serious. This is going to be all unedited. This is going to be me unfiltered. I'm very tired. It's 11:30, and oh my goodness, Lord knows what I'm going to name this. But thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, which we doubt it, make sure to subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. See you next week.